Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 184 on September the 18th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Sphere 3D Corp, Lucid Group Inc., and the Global X Uranium ETF. And we discussed three new trades on Smile Direct Club, Pfizer, and Robinhood Markets. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to Eric at theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to understand to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for the weekly option. Now, the equity markets finished the week slightly lower relative to last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 22 points to end the week at 34,584 points. The S&P 500 index lost 25 points, ending the week at 4,432 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is why buying options can really suck sometimes. I mean, really, really suck sometimes. Now, I know this might sound a little extreme. It might even sound like I'm speaking from experience. Either way, sometimes buying an option can really suck. For example, let's go back to one of my very, very first option trades. The year is 2002, and my trading firm sent me from Chicago to Philadelphia to trade options at the Philadelphia Stock Exchange. Now, I'd bought a call option on a little discount retailer, one of the companies that I was the lead market maker in. The stock price went higher, but my position showed a loss the next day. Seeing this as a good education opportunity, my boss walked over and asked why my P&L was lower. Like, what happened? I told him that I owned call options and the price went higher. That means that I should have made money, right? He smiled at me, knowing that I'd fallen into the trap that he'd carefully set for me. Two things were evident. Number one, the stock price was higher. And number two, my call options lost money. So the quick answer is that as the price of the stock went higher, the volatility or amount of risk and uncertainty being priced in the market actually decreased. So lowering volatility decreases the value of options. Also, a couple of days had passed since I traded those options. Option values decrease over time because time until expiration is one of the factors that is used in valuing the price of options. There you have it, one of my first real-world option lessons from the trading floor. When you buy options, you must be correct on the direction of the price. You must also be correct on the amount of time that will be needed to move prices or keep prices in the direction of your trade. And then there are factors like volatility and the number of days until expiration, which can lower the value of your position every day if prices don't move that much, or if the position just becomes less risky. So this is one of the things that makes option trading somewhat challenging, a bit tricky for people, and kind of hard to wrap your mind around at first until you get kind of used to it. But in general, or for this day, I'll leave it at that. Buying options can really suck sometimes. So there you have it. Let's dive straight into the trade review from last week. And, you know, it's interesting with the markets not rallying right now. They've sort of been, it was flat this week. They were lower a bit the previous week. You know, you have a situation where you can, you know, without stock moving higher, it's hard to make money on those call options, any call spreads that we bought. And then you would think, oh, well, that means we're making money when the markets are going, you know, when on the call options that we sold. Not necessarily the case. So that's your foreshadowing and forewarning for this week. Let's get into the trade review. So the covered call last week that we looked at was on Sphere 3D Corporation. Symbol A is in Alpha, N is in November, Y is in Yankee. At the time, the stock was trading for $6.55 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling that October 7 call at $1.25, which could give me a maximum return of 25.95%, almost 26% in 5 weeks. Well, Sphere 3D Corporation stock lost 29 cents, closing the week at $6.26 per share. The call option that we sold lost 20 cents, leaving us with a net loss of 9 cents on the week. Now, this is essentially unchanged for our trading position. We are still quite a ways away from the break-even point, so no real need to make an adjustment at this point. If the option expires in the money in a few weeks, we will make quite a nice return. We still see that 26% return on this trade. And if the stock price remains below our strike, well, with the stock price actually sort of hanging close, we'll wait for the opportunity to either roll the strike lower or simply close the trade. We will have to watch and see how the next 4 weeks treat us. And the beauty of the covered call, even though I don't speak positively of this trade that much, is that if stock just sort of hangs around right where it is and our option expires worthless, we can always even increase the value or increase our return percentage by selling another option against the stock next month. All right, now we're going to look at the credit spread on Lucid Group Inc. Symbol L as in Lima, C as in Charlie, I as in India, D as in Delta. At the time, the stock was trading for $19.93 per share. I looked at selling the October 2021 call spread at 33 cents, which should give us a maximum possible loss of 67 cents per spread. Well, Lucid Group shares picked up $3.03 this week, closing at $22.96 on Friday. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is now really in the money. In fact, this spread is losing about 52 cents per spread right now, and that's not favorable, obviously. So there are a few options. We could roll the strikes higher, which would lock in a bit of a loss, but also reset you in a little bit more favorable trade. You can also look to create an iron condor by selling a lower strike put spread against this call spread or another one. Both directions have pluses and minuses. And looking at the current options pricing, I would actually look to buy in or close the original trade and then sell the October 21-20 put spread with the October 24-25 call spread and collect 54 cents. That's just enough to put you back 2 cents in the money from a P&L perspective. Of course, this opens an additional 46 cents of risk if prices go above $25 or below $20 in the next 4 weeks. So I'm also not opposed to entering the iron condor and then removing one of the sides of the spread if the stock makes another move higher or a big move lower. So you just have to make sure you are aware of the new risk you're adding to the position each time that you add or adjust a trade. Just because you can do something doesn't always mean that you should do it, but if it fits into your risk analysis and your trade thesis, absolutely take it on and just make sure you know the risk that you're taking on or adding to your portfolio. And then the final trade from last week was a debit spread. We looked at the Global X Uranium ETF, symbol U as in uniform, R as in Romeo, A as in Alpha. At the time, the stock was trading for $26.34 per share. I looked at buying the October 25-26 call spread for 60 cents, hoping for a maximum gain of 40 cents, which would be a 66.67% return in 5 weeks. It's a pretty heavy return. So the uranium ETF actually dropped 78 cents this week, closing at $25.56 on Friday. The in-the-money spread we bought is now just at the money. Currently, the spread has lost about 18 cents of its value. And if you look at the price charts and you actually believe the trade will continue higher, then you can go ahead and simply wait for prices to return back above $26 per share. You can, of course, sell a higher strike call spread against this long spread that you own, but you will be introducing new risk and the possibility that you'll make money on this original trade and then lose even more money on the second trade. Now, just always remember with this one, with being long a call spread, selling a put spread is not a hedge. That's actually doubling down, because both trades benefit when prices head higher. So it's, selling a put spread against a long call spread is doubling down. Always remember that. On the floor, we used to call those Texas hedges. It's like, I bought a put and I sold stock. You're like, wait a minute, both of those increase in value if the price of the stock goes lower. It's like, buying a call and buying stock. Both of them increase in value, so it's not a hedge. You've actually doubled your risk. So always make sure you understand that too. But right now, I would definitely lean towards waiting to see how prices will respond over the next week or two. We still have 4 weeks before expiration, so a little patience can always go a long way and add up a bit more clarity in how you decide to manage this position. So let's get into the trades for this week. And of course, we are fully trading the October 15th expiration. These are monthly options with the expiration date of October the 15th. So let's get in. We're going to start off as usual with the cover call on Smile Direct Club this week. Symbol S is in Sierra, D is in Delta, C is in Charlie. The stock ended the week at $6.70 per share, and I'm looking at buying stock and selling the October 7 call at $1.12, which could give us a maximum return of 21.19% in 4 weeks. So you enter this trade by buying stock for $6.70 and selling the October 7 call at $1.12. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $7 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $5.58 per share. In real terms, the stock purchase would require $670, and you would collect $112 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is going to be a credit spread. Looking at Pfizer, symbol P as in Papa, F as in Foxtrot, E as in Echo. The stock ended the week at $43.89 per share. I'm looking at selling the October 44-45 call spread at 38 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 62 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the October 44 call at $1.12 and concurrently buying the October 45 call for 74 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain lower than $44 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $44.38. And in real terms, you will collect $38 per spread that you sell and have $62 at risk. And our final trade on the week is a debit spread on Robinhood Markets. Symbol H is in Hotel, O is in Oscar, O is in Oscar, D is in Delta. The stock finished the week at $42.38 per share. I'm looking at buying the October 41-42 call spread for 60 cents, which could give me a maximum gain of 40 cents or a 66.67% return in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the October 41 call for $2.65 and concurrently selling the October 42 call at $2.05. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $42 per share over the next 4 weeks. The break-even price on this trade is $41.60, and in real terms, you'll pay $60 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $40 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Sorry I'm a little bit later. I'm actually right now in a hotel. I'm looking out at the beautiful mountains that surround Palm Springs and Palm Desert. I came out here for a nice little work trip with the cryptocurrency startup that I work with as well. So we're having a good time. I slept in a bit, but hopefully you guys can still enjoy the show, even though my voice is probably a little raspy. So anyway, have a fantastic weekend. I'm going to close out this weekend here in California and head back home to Texas. I hope you guys have an amazing week, And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.